Hi, and welcome to the School Health Educators Podcast, where we discuss health education and how to best teach health ed in the K-12 setting. Hi, and welcome to the School Health Educators Podcast. I'm your host, Lori Reichel, and I would like my health education colleagues slash peers to know about some of the exciting events going on this summer, summer of 2024, for school health educators. To help me go over these events, I asked the incredible Andy Milne to join me. Andy was my guest in a previous episode discussing dimensions or aspects of wellness, and now he's back for a quick commercial. So, Andy, thanks so much for returning to the School Health Educators Podcast. Would you like to say hi and remind us who you are?
Lori, thank you for inviting me back yet again. I'm enjoying watching this podcast continue to grow as you showcase all that's good in our profession. If people don't know me already, where have you been? You've been living under a stone. National Health Teacher of the Year back in 2017, but love teaching health. And I'm teaching in the suburbs of Chicago at a phenomenally well-resourced school, and I'm loving education.
Well, thanks again for being back. And I'm going to start showing a PowerPoint. So those of you that are going to watch this on the YouTube channel, you're going to see some visuals that I actually borrowed from Andy Milne. I say stole in a teasing way because we had said in a previous episode about if you're going to use somebody else's stuff, please give them credit. So I did reach out to Andy to say, hey, can I take some of your stuff from the blog or do you want to do this commercial with me? And he jumped on board. So thanks so much for doing Slow Chat and for providing this information. And you want to tell us about the first one that I have on the slide?
Okay, so the first one you have on your list is Shape Iowa. Obviously, there's a number of conventions and offerings this summer, but there's also state conventions as well. So Shape Iowa, I've been to this one before. It's small, it's friendly, and there's a real buzz of passionate educators in Iowa and the surrounding states as well. What I love when I go and visit Iowa is that Minneapolis comes down and Illinois steps across. Look out for Sarah Gitcher-Harmon and Lisa Smith. They'll be there, and there'll be a number of these ones this summer. So Shape Iowa.
And I'll do a shout out to my in-laws on the eastern side of Iowa. My partner was born in Clayton, Iowa. So hi to my relatives out there. The next one is actually in the wonderful state of New York. It is the Summer 2024 Health Education Symposium. Basically, this is a few of us that are reconnecting in New York since I've been back, and we're going to focus only on health education at Racket Lake. It's June 30th to June 2nd. So if you know Jessica Wright, she's going to be one of the presenters, as well as one of my colleagues, which is Christine Paskey, and myself. So we're going to be there talking about skill-based health education.
Wonderful. And I was at New York State's National Convention in November. Y'all put on a fantastic show. So that one should be good. Next up is JMU, another one that I've been fortunate to visit. What I like about JMU, again, is it's super, super buzzy. A lot of future professionals as well. My highlight moment from JMU was seeing that Brandon Herwick from New York on stage. And he had an entire room of people hanging on his every word. It was the first time I'd see Brandon present. So again, you're going to see outstanding performers at JMU, including the next batch of Teachers of the Year.
And that's July 7th to the 10th.
Yeah, shout out to Kentucky. Kentucky is everywhere this summer. There are Kentucky educators presenting across the country. There's Kentucky educators keynoting everywhere as well. So there's some good things going on down in Kentucky. They also picked up a couple of National Teachers of the Year recently. Dr. Kara Grant, the new president for Shape America, will be there. Kentucky itself is phenomenal. Everything you've heard about Kentucky in terms of it being super, super friendly will be present. So not only will you attend a fantastic convention in July on between the 7th and the 9th, but also the cities that are surrounding the location are also a wonderful place to take the family and make the most out of your summer conference sessions.
Excellent. The next one, which is July 18th to the 19th, is the best practices in health and physical education in the state of Wisconsin. This is located in Stevens Point, and it's basically 2 days where they go over a variety of things to strengthen health and physical educators. As a former person in the state of Wisconsin, I worked at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. I was actually one of the people that oversaw this best practice for the health side 1 year, or actually, I should say the pre-conference. I did that with two colleagues at other universities. And there's a lot of wonderful people in Wisconsin who truly want to be skill-based in health. So go check it out.
Yeah, when I first moved to America, all of my eyes were on Wisconsin. You've got Jeff Bartlett doing a pre-conference at that one as well. My good friend Jeff Bartlett. Shout out to Ian Lacasse for putting in a lot of the hard work for putting that one together. Expect to see Joe Bailey, Alicia Blanchett, maybe even Deb Tachman will make an appearance. Wonderful, Deb. The next one on your list, July 29th and 30th in Minnesota, Shape America's Summit Institute. We recently saw the launch of the updated National Physical Education and Health Education Standards. So I think the focus on this one will be that material and how can you weave the new performance indicators, et cetera, into your teaching. There's a bank of featured presenters. I'm really excited to see that Scott Todnum will be presenting up in Minnesota, July 29th to 30th.
So those of you who have never gone to a conference or a workshop, we highly recommend it. I mean, if you can't tell from our tone, we have an excitement for going to these conferences. You get better. You connect in ways that you don't even realize you would be connecting. It's so much networking and the appreciation for what we do. So if you need some energy reboosting in your body, I don't know if that sounds right. If you need to be reboosted for the energy of returning back into the classroom for the fall, consider going to one of these workshops. Some are for a national organization, others are for state organizations, and there are others that are listed on the Slow Chat Health blog that Andy has. So go check it out. I'll make sure there's that link in today's episode. And Andy, anything you want to say before we say goodbye?
Yeah, what I would say is the school year is always packed, and I feel guilty leaving my family and my students behind when I go to conferences during the school year. The summer is an opportunity to throw the family and friends in the back of the car, make it a bit of a road trip of it. You can step aside and do your presenting or show your family what our wonderful health and phys ed community is all about. We put on the best conferences. Everybody is so friendly. You can't help but go away feeling so energized and ready to start the next school year.
I totally agree with you. In New York, we're going to Racket Lake. I've never been there, but I've been told it's like an incredible experience. There's going to be like a low ropes activity, for a part of it. So this is an opportunity to see other parts of your state too, or the country, if you have the opportunity. So thanks for listening in to this mini commercial here for all of these exciting events for summer of 2024. And a reminder, please follow this podcast on your favorite podcast platform. There's another couple of states in the United States I'm trying to get some listeners in. Check out the schoolhealtheducators.org website. More people are asking me to add some stuff on there, which is really great. And last but never least is remember, you make a difference. You matter. Thank you so much for what you do and stay well.